weekly, I'm keeping you updated with what Dovercourt Club members have been up to and what they're learning in the teaching garden. Every week, we explore gardening, environmental science, and agriculture. I'm your host, Emily. While we were excited to come back to the teaching garden in January, we hit a little snag. Schools weren't open, which meant kids weren't coming in. So, over the course of the lockdown, we hosted Dovercourt's first virtual gardening program, Bringing the Garden Home. We dreamed up the idea of a virtual garden program over several gray January days while we restored the greenhouse after our holiday absence. Since we'd already developed two virtual cooking programs, we thought that we could totally put together a garden curriculum. We called it Bringing the Garden Home because we wanted it to be hands-on, giving kids a chance to touch dirt and get their hands messy. The teaching might be virtual, but the learning had to be hands-on and very real. We alternated between planting, games, and crafts, all of them designed to teach the kids about gardening and the green world around them. We learned about root systems, planted seeds and bulbs to grow at home, and played visual games to learn about pollinators and different kinds of vegetables. Every week, we put together an activity package with materials for parents to pick up at the club so kids could participate even if they didn't have supplies at home. Activities were meant to be small scale, easy, and fun to show that you can garden at home even if you don't have a huge backyard or a green thumb. Of course, we didn't forget about the social aspect of gardening or how gardeners are connected to each other. Every week, we told them what we were doing to get the garden ready for spring and chose activities to work with that preparation. And for Black History Month in February, we learned about Black innovators and leaders in the world of agriculture, from celebrity scientist George Washington Carver to grassroots activist Karen Washington. We were lucky enough to get members from everywhere on the planting spectrum, kids who had counters behind them filled with plants, and kids who didn't know anything about gardening at all. Frequently, we broke from the activity for a little while to follow the kids' insightful questions. Why do plant pots need holes? Why do plants need to be pollinated? Or even, what's your favorite part about gardening?
Even this one is too hard.
While our program was developed for its teaching benefits, the main benefit to the kids was social. We heard, a lot, that the kids were lonely and bored during quarantine and were thrilled to talk and listen in small groups. In our second lesson, one of our kids asked, near the end, "Can we stay a little longer next time?" So even when some of the kids returned to schools, we kept the program going. We thought that it was important for kids, especially those who weren't returning to in-person schooling, to have a relaxed, safe social outlet where they could work on physical hobbies. After all, cold winters mean it's especially important to keep the garden spirit alive. And isolating times mean it's especially important to show that the Dovercourt spirit stretches outside of our doors to the community around us. And that's it, friends. I really hope you enjoyed learning about Dovercourt Club's teaching garden. Thank you for tuning in today, and join us next week for another exciting episode. Please follow us on social media at Dovercourt Kids and sign up for our emailing list on our website to stay up to date about programs. P.S. Our after-school program will be back.